பதஞ்சலி சப்தவித்யாசம்ப்ரதாய கர்த்ருப்ய பரமரிஷிப்யோ நமோ மஹத்யோ நமோ குருப்யஹ அமா ஆஹோ உதாஹோ ஸ்வித் ஆஹோ ஸ்வித்
அத்யாபி
அதீவ பத அத்யாபி அத்யாபி வாஸ் ஓவர் பிரபுருதி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அவ்யயா பிரபுருதி மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஃப்ரம் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அத்ய பிரபுருதி மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஃப்ரம் டுடே ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் இது மீன் பிரபுருதி சோ சைஷவான் பிரபுருதி சைஷவாத் பிரபுருதி போஷிதாம் பிரியாம் the beloved who was nurtured from the childhood sheshavat prabhuti so prabhuti means onwards from onwards so you need to have a panchami vibhakti to go with it so sheshavat prabhuti sheshava means balya childhood so from the childhood onwards போஷிதாம் நர்ச்சர்ட் பிரியாம் பெலவெட் வாட் எவர் இட் இஸ் உத்தரராமஜிகிட்டம் சோ வெனவர் தி பிரபுருதி இஸ் தேர் சோ பஞ்சமி விபக்தி வில் கம் தத் தினாத் பிரபுருதி ஃப்ரம் தட் டே ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ததஃ பிரபுருதி ஃப்ரம் தென் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ததா பஞ்சமி தசில் கம்ஸ் இன் தி பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் பஞ்சமி அதஃ பிரபுருதி ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் adya prabhuti adya is avyaya itself so from today onwards tu means but so so sarvesham sukhanam antam jayau ekantu sutamukha darshana sukhannalebhe from kadambari so he has seen the end of all pleasures means he has enjoyed all the pleasures but ekam sutamukha darshana sukham na lebhe he did not get one joy that is the joy of looking at the face of the sun means he did not have children ichartha so he did not have except giving birth to a male child he had every other pleasure so that but to manasvi mriyate kamam karpanyam natu gacchati manasvi means a person of self respect he will indeed die kamam means indeed he will indeed die to but karpanyam nagacchati will not allow himself to become wretched by begging and all that. He may as well die, but he won't beg. But, but.
Oh, you said kamam is indeed?
Kamam is indeed. So, satisha agataha. Please come. கிந்து பரந்து சேம் மீனிங் ஆஸ் டு டு கிந்து பரந்து ஆல் மீன் த சேம் சோ பாக்யேனைதத் சம்பவதி கிந்த்வஸ்மின் ஆத்மசந்தேகே பிரவர்த்தன காரியா சாந்தே ஹிதோபதேச சோ திஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் பை லக் பை குட் லக் பட் கிந்து அஸ்மின் ஆத்மசந்தேகே பிரவர்த்தன காரியா ஒன் மே நாட் ஆக்ட் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் எ செல்ஃப் டவுட் வாட் எவர் இட் இஸ் டு கிந்து பட் அவை மிச்சை நாம் அனகேதி கிந்து திஸ் இஸ் எ பெட்டர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ரகுவம்சம் லோகாபவாதோ பலவான் மதோமே ஏனாம் அவை அனகேதி அவை மீ ஐ இண்டீட் அண்ட் நோ தட் ஷீ இஸ் வெரி she is blemishless. I know, indeed. Kintu, but lokapavado balavan mato me. It is my opinion that the public scandal is very powerful. Apavadaha, the canard, the wrong rumors, that is the apavada, and that is very powerful. That is how I feel. Uttara Ramachandra it is. Raghuvamsha from Kalidasa. Then tu is also used in the meaning of eva. Quite often it comes. Not often means it does come. Generally tu means but sometimes tu means eva. Means avadharana. Dharme sviya manushthanam kasya chittu mahatmanaha. Dharme sviya manushthanam kasya chittu mahatmanaha. Kasya chittu mahatmanaha. To a great man, dharme sviya manushthanam tu. In the context of dharma, sviyam anushthanam eva. So about dharma, he is very sure. Dharma is something that he himself practices. Sviyam anushthanam tu means sviyam anushthanam eva. His own practice is dharma. Generally, people discuss about other people's dharma. What is their dharma, etc. So, but Mahatmas don't believe in all that. Other people are other people. So, they go by their call, whatever it is. And if they ask a piece of advice, we can always give. And in a general context, you may say a good word also. You may say. But other than that, trying to impose our will upon the other people, it is not considered very appropriate. But that kind of approach you find in the society every time. So, the Mahatmas, they don't believe in all that. For them, dharma is what they live by. Anyway, satu bhavati daridraha yasya trishna vishala. This is Vairagya Shatakam. So, there too is not but. Satu means sa-eva. He alone is the papar. Daridraha is papar. You know papar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He alone is pauper, daridraha, poor, who, yasya prashna vishala, whose greed is very big. That person alone is the beggar, poor. There's no other poor person. So, ayan nijaf paro vete ganana laghuche tasam udara cheritanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. There too is but only. Udara Charitanam tu, it is in the meaning of but only. You don't need another eva. Already one more eva is sitting there, Vasudhaiva. Anyway, whatever he gave, so this person is mine. Nijaha is our person. Paraha, not our person. So this kind of calculation, counting, people do. They are laghuchetasam. They are very petty minded. That is the meaning of laghuchet, some pretty mind. Whereas udara charitanam tu on the other hand, not necessarily eva, then vasudhaiva kutumbakam. So tu on the other hand, udara charitanam, to those whose conduct is very, very magnanimous, that is udara, vasudhaiva kutumbakam. The entire universe is their family. The entire globe, not the universe, globe, Vasudha, is their family. All are our people only. There is a question of our people, not other people, not our people. Not necessarily like that. So, it's only, you see, suppose I say, all are our people only. So now I am going to serve food to everyone of every entire Pennsylvania, I will be serving food or what? Nothing, just bhavana. So I will eat my food and keep quiet in my room only. I'm not going to serve food to all the Pennsylvania people. So just by keeping petty mindedness nobody gains anything, and by having a magnanimous conduct or thinking you don't lose anything. It is not about gaining or losing anything. It is about the expansion of the heart. The heart should expand. That is a beautiful verse. Okay. ఘటవత్ సుఖభేద్య దుస్సంధానశ్చతుర్జనోభవతి సుజనస్తు కనక ఘటవత్ దుర్భేద్యశ్చాశు సంధేయః. హియర్ ఆల్సో టూ ఈజ్ ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ ఓన్లీ. యు సీ, దుర్జన ఎ బ్యాడ్ గాయ్, హౌ ఈజ్ హీ మృద్ఘటవత్, లైక్ ఈజ్ ఎ పాట్, క్లే పాట్, లైక్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ క్లే పాట్. హౌ? సుఖభేద్య దుస్సంధానశ్చ, ఈజీలీ బ్రోకన్ బట్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ టు పుట్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్. కెనాట్, ద పీసెస్ కెనాట్ బి పుట్ బ్యాక్, కెనాట్ డూ ఇట్. వెరాజ్ టూ ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, సో యూ సీ, వెరాజ్ ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ సుజన ఎ గుడ్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ లైక్ కనక ఘటవత్, ఈజ్ లైక్ గోల్డ్, గోల్డెన్ పాట్. కనక ఘటవత్ దుర్భేద్య, యు కెనాట్ బ్రేక్ ఇట్ టు పీసెస్ ఎట్ ఆల్. వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ టు పీసెస్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ మేనేజ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు టూ పీసెస్, ఆశు సంధేయ, టేక్ ఇట్ టు ఏ గోల్డ్ స్మిత్, అది టు ఏ ఫౌండరీ వేర్ హాట్ టెంపరేచర్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్, అండ్ పుట్ దీస్ టు పీసెస్ ఆన్ ది ఫ్లేమ్, దే అటాచ్, దే గెట్ అటాచ్డ్, వెరీ ఈజీ టు అటాచ్. Then another meaning. Oh, Vaiparitya Pratipadam. There are two means here. Vaiparitya, the opposite, which is the on the other hand, not but on the other hand. So that Vaiparitya means the opposite. That's why Udara Charitanam, two, the opposite. Similarly here also Dujjanaha, on the other hand, two, the opposite, sujanaha. Then sometimes tu means great. Mishtam payo mishtataram tu dugdham, some usage. So mishtam means very tasty, what they say, mishtanna. Mrushtanam is also equally correct. So very tasty. So mishtanam. So mishtam payaha, milk is very tasty. Mishtataramtu dugdham, curds is even more tasty. Tu means tu is used in enhancing the given quality. Mishta, mishtatara. Tara does it. Tu adds to the enhancement. Then సకృద్దుఃఖకరావాద్యావంతిమస్తు పదే పదే. ఓహో, ది ఫస్ట్ టూ కాజ్ సఫరింగ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ టైం. ఫస్ట్ టూ, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే ఆర్ అద్యౌ, యునో, ఫస్ట్ టూ. అంతిమస్తు, అంతిమ, ది లాస్ట్ వన్, పదే పదే, ఇన్ ఎవర్ స్టెప్, ఇన్ ఎవరీ స్టెప్ గివ్స్ సఫరింగ్, కాజెస్ సఫరింగ్. దేర్ the suffering is enhanced by the third causes enhanced suffering. So two is used for the third. So where a particular quality is enhanced, two is used. Fourth meaning hetu means because, kyunki, because. Vruddhanam vachanam grahyam apatkale upasthite sarvatraivam vicharetu భోజనే ప్యప్రవర్తనం. సి, వెన్ డిఫికల్ట్ టైమ్స్ కమ్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ది అడ్వైస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎల్డర్లీ పీపుల్. ఓకే, వృద్ధానాం వచనం గ్రాహ్యం ఆపత్కాలే ఉపస్థితే, టు దేర్ బికాస్ సర్వత్ర ఏవం విచారే భోజనేపి అప్రవర్తనం, Everywhere, if this is how you discuss, you cannot even take food. You know the context? Context is birds, a group of birds are flying above the forest. And one of the birds spots some grains on the ground. And then it says, look, look, grains. Grains, you know, birds eat grains. Then immediately there is a minister for this group. This is all Rajaniti. The minister of the group says, no, let us not go for it. Why? Because it is in the forest, how you get grains? In a village, there will be grains. People, they might have thrown here and there. In a forest, you don't find grains. But there is no village anywhere around. It is dense forest. And there, grains means dal mein kala hai. So something is amiss there. So maybe a trap. Let us not go. This is one middle-aged person says, bird, one of the birds. There are names for these birds. Then there is an elderly bird, very uddhaha. It says, you see, you don't listen to what he says. He is not experienced. He is quite young and he is not experienced. I am very experienced. Whenever this kind of a difficult situation comes, you should follow the advice of the old people, like me. So, if you follow his advice, you can never eat any food at all, because all the time a food comes before you, you will be discussing whether maybe somebody has poisoned it. Maybe it is not good for health. Like that, if you start discussing for everything, you will not be able to eat anything. Therefore, let us go. That is the elderly person says. And then all the birds, they ignore that person's advice, who gave the original advice, that young man, young bird, and all of them will go on this, fall onto the grains. Immediately, there was a net invisible. So they were all caught inside the net. But this particular bird, it doesn't go. So it says, I told you, don't go for the grains. You did not listen to me. Now you see. So just because he is old and therefore experienced doesn't count always. Anyway, I'm not finding fault with you. Whatever you have to do, you have done. Now you are caught in the net. I will try to help you. You just follow my advice. My advice is, if one of you try to wriggle out of that net, you struggle against the net, you won't become free. But if all of you together struggle against the net, it may become that the net, so it may be that you will be able to take the net into the sky. So I am saying 1, 2, 3, I will say, the moment you don't struggle now, just stay there. All of you stay in the net. And the moment I say 1, 2, 3, in one go, all of you should try. And that old guy also who misled you in the first place, he also should try. Okay, now, 1, 2, 3, all of them start flying, put, 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 and the entire net goes into the sky. And the person, the hunter who has put this net, he comes running from behind, ayayo, my net is gone. Leave alone catching hold of the birds, my net is gone. Then now what should we do? You cannot fly with this net for long, doesn't matter. You fly, I will tell you. This person has a friend, his friend is a mouse, and he knows where this mouse is. And so he lands there and asks all these birds to land there. They land there. Then he calls, oh Mitrava, dear friend, I am here. I need your help. Will you please come out? I am a friend coming from a long distance for your help. Like that he appeals. The mouse was sitting inside. He was not sure. Maybe this is a trap. Dear friend, I am your friend. My name is so-and-so. So please come out. Are you sure? Okay, you tell me, what is your father's name? Like that the mouse asks. Then the bird tells correctly, oh, you are my friend. So suddenly it comes and embraces the bird. And the bird says, it's okay, thank you very much for coming out. But not embracing me first, that is not. You see, all my people are caught in that net. Please help them. What a, not a problem at all. Then it cuts all the mouse. Mouse or rat, whatever. It cuts those threads and all the birds become free. That is this one. It is from Hitopadesha. And there are messages also. Just because a person is experienced, just because he is old, you should not take his advice. Is he the correct person to advise? That you should look, not the old age. So suppose a young doctor, well-trained doctor, young, and an old guy is some quack, so you should not take his advice. You should take the young man's advice only. One message. Second message. When you work together, when you are caught in a difficulty, all of you work together instead of fighting among yourselves and instead of crying over the spilled milk. So all of you work together, put a concerted effort. You can come out of the difficulty together. Individually, if you try, you cannot come out. Together, you can come out. Second message. Then a friend in need is a friend indeed. Third message. Like that, everything. This is from Hitopadesha. Yeah, from Gita. Hatvartha kamaustu guru nihaiva bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. There two is because. So he said something in the first half of the verse, and then he says two because. So I kill all these elderly people, then enjoy the pleasures which are stained with their blood. That is what he said. There two because. Then another meaning. So and now. So that kind of a conjunction, they say, and now. What is that? Asmakantu visishtaye tannibodhadvijottama. This is also from Gita. See, first Duryodhana recounted all the warriors of the Pandava side. And now. Asmakam visishtan ye visishtaha tan nibodha. Among us, who are very powerful warriors, try to understand about them. So, two means and now. That is the meaning. Sukhan pridarin trividham shrunume bharatarshava. This is from Astadishadhyaya, 18th chapter. So, sukham sattvika rajasa tamasa. So like that, everything is explained as sattvika, rajasa, tamasa. Sattvika sukham, rajasa sukham, tamasa sukham. So, two means and now. So he has said the sattvika karta, sattvika rajasa karta, etc. Sattvika karma, rajasa karma, etc. And now, you please listen to me, I will explain what is sattvika sukha, rajasa sukha and tamasa sukha. That is how it is explained. There also two means and now. The sattvika sukha, he says nice verses. Yattadagre vishamiva pariname mrutopamum. That is sattvika. Then two padapurti. Then in a verse, you just need one syllable to fill the gap. Then you put a two there. Arthena tu vihinasya purushasya alpamedhasaha kriyasarva vinashyanti grishme kusarito yatha. Here is a person. He is a fool. Alpamedhasaha. This alpamedhasaha is coming in Gita also all the time. So he is a fool. And that's why he spent all his money away. A spendthrift. All his money is out. Okay? Now he is not having any money. Now all his jobs will be destroyed. He will not be able to accomplish any single job which he has to do now. Priyasarvaha vinashyanti. Like what? Grishme pusajito yatha. In hot summer, small streams, they dry up. So similarly, these persons' jobs, they all get wasted and they get dry up. So here, two is, it doesn't mean anything there, except that the two makes the sentence complete, the pada complete. Arthena vihinasya, that is the meaning. But arthena vihinasya is only seven syllables. You need one more. So put two there. Nanu. Nanu is a, so if so, so like that in all Purvapakshas begin with Nanu. Nanu. But if so, Nanu, what about this? Like that when an objection is being raised, it begins with Nanu. Some people who always raise an objection, they are called Nanu. He is a Nanu. Nanu Chaitanya. The Brahmachari called Nanu Chaitanya. Always some doubt are there. Always. Doubt means you can ask a doubt, but the flow should not be obstructed. That should not be the way the doubt. The doubt should create an opportunity to explain a nice thing. And the doubt and the explanation, following explanation, should add to the overall thing. On the other hand, such and doubts, they stop the flow. And now again you have to recollect the whole thing and restart. The teacher will be disturbed and the entire class will be disturbed. The doubt should not be like that. People, they have their own pressure, so they come out with some doubts. Nanu.
This is also in German and in Yiddish. They say Nanu.
Yeah. Because they're all closely related languages, you know. Nanu comes in Purvapakshas all the time. But here, it has many meanings. So, number one is Avadharana, means Nishchaya. Means like Eva. Eva in Sanskrit, Eva, the same meaning. Nanu pravate pi nishkampa girayaha. That is Kalidasa. See, Nanu means indeed here. That is the meaning. So, even in a hurricane, the mountains don't shake. They remain indeed unshaken. Unshakable. Even in a hurricane, mountains won't shake. Won't be shaken. There, Nanu is indeed. Then, Nanu vajrina eva viryametat vijayante dvishato yadasya padaya pakshyaha. This is from Vikramorvashiya. Again, Kalidasa. Nanu means indeed. Vajrina eva viryametat. This great job is indeed of Lord Indra. Only Indra could have done this kind of a great job, whatever it is. So, vijayante dvishataha yadasya pakshyaha, because whosoever is on the side of Indra, they will conquer the enemies. Dvishataha vijayante. Dvishantam dvishantau dvishataha dvitiya bahochanam. So there, Nanu indeed. This I quote quite often. This is from Vairagya Bhartruhari. Mannindaya yadi janah paritoshameti nanva prayatna solabhoyam anugrahome. This I quote it often. See, one Mahatma says, by abusing me or by throwing some bad words against me, if the person wants to become happy, he gets happy, he becomes happy. He feels good that he could abuse me. Then, indeed I welcome such an abuse. Abuse, what is the word for it? To say harsh words or four-letter words, to say. What is it called? Abuse only?
Verbal abuse,
yeah. That makes it more clear.
Curse.
To curse. So So if somebody feels very great by verbal abuse directed against me or by cursing me, then I welcome it, because aprayatna sulabhaha anugraha me, because I am getting punyam, because he is getting fulfilled because of me. And there is no effort on my part. I sit here with a smile and he becomes fulfilled because of me, and therefore I get punyam. Therefore I welcome it. This is what a Mahatma says. This is from Shanti Shatakam. You see, once you reach that stage, nothing can disturb you. Shanti. People let them say whatever they want to say. Let them say Shanti. More Shanti. Because what happens is, this is called Lokaishana. One aspect of Lokaishana. We expect people should speak good about us. The more you expect it, the more they speak the opposite. Suppose you say, I welcome people talking bad against me, bad about me, I welcome it, because I can remain in seclusion and people will leave me alone and I will be happy. That will be welcomed. So if you say that, you are in peace. Your peace can never be disturbed by anybody. Shanti Shataka it is. Nanu vaktru vishesha nispruha gunadrishya vachane vipaschita. This is Kirat Arjuniya. Whenever you read a verse and it is a bit tough to make any meaning out of it, that must be Kirat Arjuniya or Magha. Really? I read it, I did not get anything. But I will get something. So, nadu vaktru vishesha nispruha gunagruhya vachane vipaschitaha. Okay. Vachane vipaschitaha. Satpiti bhasana kreshaka gunagruhya vipanjana vakta givar dhyana givarte vitabha. Correct. See, this also I say quite often. It is not important who says. The important thing is what is said. That is important. Not who says. So, you see, quite often people raise this question. That person said like that. So, you say this way, that person said that way. What are you doing? You decide whether that person said is correct or whether this person said is correct. You decide. You look into the verse, or look at the Bhashya, or look at the Tika, or look into your heart, do something and you decide. So, if you say that person said like that, what I will say? I will not say anything. Otherwise I have to say that person did not say correctly, I said wrongly, I have to say. Or I have to say that person said wrongly, I said correctly, I have to say. So either way it doesn't sound very nice, you know. Just now I said something and then immediately I say it is wrong. Then why should I have said that? And then saying something against another person in the absence, all those things are not correct. Therefore the correct thing to do is you be the judge. You decide. You listen to it, examine what could be the context, what is the occasion, what is the verse, what is the topic. And look at the text, look at that verse, look at this verse and compare and contrast, and you decide. And if you cannot decide based on what is printed there, look into your heart and you decide. You should decide like that. I don't know why I said all these things. What is the occasion here? Yeah. Vaktru vishesha nispruha guna grihya. So, who is that particular person? They don't care. Guna grihya. So, ekavajanam grihya, bahuvajanam grihyaha, whatever. So, accepted entirely based on the merit. That's why who said it is less important or unimportant. What is said alone matters. Then address. Nanu means address, yeah. Nanu murkha patitameva യുഷ്മാഭിസ്തത്കാണ്ഡേ ഉത്തരരാമചരിതം നനു മൂർഖാഹ ഓ ഫൂൾസ് പഠിതമേവ യുഷ്മാഭിഹി തത്കാണ്ഡേ about that in that book and in that chapter you have already studied it you fools means some topic which was studied by them but they are unable to get the words from the mouth therefore they were addressed as oh fools their manu murkha is the address oh fools a fools then a prarthana yachana requesting prayed nanumam prapaya patyurantikam kumar sambhava sir please sir take me to the boss pati is boss patyuhu shashti boss or husband I don't know what is the context so please take me to my husband or please take me near the to the boss something like that some request kumar sambhava then to inquire what about that like that if you are inquiring nanu samapta krutyo gautamah this is malakhagna mitra very interesting nanu samapta krutyo gautamah so you see I told you malavika this I told earlier malavika is the heroine and Agnimitra is the king and Agnimitra saw the portrait of Malavika in fact it is not Malavika's portrait Dharini the queen her portrait so a painter he sees the person and paints and at that time Dharini was surrounded by another 2-3 young ladies who were our assistants her maids they were there behind her and this painter he was watching her and he was painting and in doing so he painted the maids also and this photo is very it came extremely well photo means hand painting it came extremely well and it was decorated on the wall of the natyashala the natyashala means dance theater it is Kalidasa's time you know so very advanced civilization so there it was decorated and one day unexpectedly Agnimitra he was visiting that natyashala then he saw oh my queen's photo it is also the painter has painted the queen's photo very nice so he was looking at the queen's photo and then he saw the maid's photo two or three maids were there and he asked who is this young lady one of the maids means Kaun hai wo who is that so he makes inquiries he looks at her and he loves her that is just not even the person the painting only and he loves her and so then he asks the name Malavika then he comes to the court court means his private chamber and calls Vidushaka. Vidushaka is his friend. Hey Vidushaka, there is a maid called Malavika in Dharini's Antapuram, Gainesium. And I love her. Then Vidushaka says, when did you see her? I did not see her. I want to see her. I saw her painting only, painting only. Okay, I will do something about it. So he makes inquiries. And there are two dance teachers, two of them. One is Gautama and another is Haradatta, like the two of them. And both are teaching dance. Some students are learning dance from them. And Malavika is also learning dance. Queen Dharini encourages, she likes dance programs. Also she encourages these maids to learn. And so Malavika is learning from Gautama. So then this Vidushaka, you know what he does? He goes to the Natyashala. And both the Acharyas are there, both dance teachers. they are teaching in two different places to their students, then he manages to bring them together. And then he starts a discussion. The discussion is, who is superior among both of you? Like that he starts. And then, so Gautama says, I don't know about him, I am very experienced. Like that he starts. Anyway, to make a long story short, he says, the Maharaja wants to know who is superior. And Maharaja, the king Agnimitra, he wants to reward the superior one. You prove it. So they said, how to prove? We will discuss. No, not discussion. Practically, it is dance. About dance, what discussion? Practically. Okay, we will dance. No, not you. All of your students should dance. And Maharaja will see it. And even others also will, in the audience, will be, all will be there. And the correct candidate will be determined. And that proves the teacher, because the teacher's worth will be determined through the dance of the student. They agree? And the king is, king agrees. Then the Dharini says, I don't agree to this. She doesn't want all this. But somehow Vidushika pushes her and manages. And then, so Gautama. Then the Malavika comes. And Gautama sings a song, and Malavika dances. And so that is the first time Agnimitra was looking at Malavika. The dance ended. Malavika was will go back behind the curtain. Then the Vidushika stops. Stop there. Wait. Don't go away. Because Agnimitra is there, you know. So don't go away. What? Stop there. Hey, Gautama, did you finish her dance program or is something else is there? He said, I am finished. She was about to, don't go, stay there. And so she stays. You made a big mistake. What mistake? She was surprised and Gautama was also surprised. What mistake? You did not follow the etiquette. What etiquette? I have done Ganesha Prarthana, etc. That is what Malavika was thinking. Agnimitra was watching her. And then Gautama says, what mistake? Did you give Dakshina to the Brahmana before starting the dance? That is this. He is the Ravana. You did not give Dakshina to the Brahmana. You should give it. Ah, yeah, yeah, it was a mistake. We will do it. Okay, now you go. So like that, that is the occasion. So Malavika Agnimitra. Very beautiful poetry, you know. I like poetry, so I get amused by all these things. So he is asking, Nanu samapta krutyo Gautama, hey Gautama. He is asking question, did you finish the entire dance program? Did you finish? He is asking like that. So, and then Agnimitra thanks him. Thank you very much, you have delayed her departure like that. Next, he is the Angilam. It has many meanings and it quite often it comes. He means only one meaning. Dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshah dharmena hinah pasubhis samanah. This is the second half. First half I know. So first half is ahara nidra bhayamaithunani samaname tat pasubhirnaranam dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshah. So dharmena hinah pasubhis samanah. That is the verse. Between humans and animals, food, sleep, fear and progeny, these are common. These four qualities are common. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunani, samana, maitat, pasubhir, maranam. This four, this. That is the samanam, etat. Naranam, pasubhihi, samanam. Human beings and animals are just one and the same. Then what is the superiority of the human beings? One. ധർമ്മോഹിത് ഹി മീൻസ് ഏവ തേഷാം അധികോ വിശേഷ ധർമ്മ ഏവ ഫോർ ദി ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീയിങ്സ് വൺ എക്സ്ട്രാ ക്വാളിറ്റി ഇസ് ദർ ഇൻ അഡീഷൻ ടു ദോസ് ഫോർ വിച്ച് ഇസ് കാമൺ വിച്ച് ആർ കാമൺ ദറ്റ് എക്സ്ട്രാ ക്വാളിറ്റി ഈസ് ഓൺലി വൺ ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ധർമ്മ ഇൻ വോൺ suppose that dharma itself is missing in a guy, then he is an animal only, he is one with the animal, because all other four are common with animals, so he becomes a two-legged animal. That is the verse. He mudho hi madanena ayasyate kadambari. You see, madanena means by desire. This murkha, so this deluded guy, he is put to all kinds of troubles, ayasyate, only by desire. He, madanena, ever. Then the second meaning, because, yasmat, he yasmat, bhashyakara. How many times he says, he yasmat, because. Agnerihasti dhumo hidrishyate. There is fire here. Because dhumo dushyate, the smoke is seen. That is a silly, a better example is jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvan janma mrtasya cha hi. Because the one who is born, death is certain. The one who is dead, rebirth is certain. He means yataha. That was what we have seen. Then he means avadharana, individual. Eva, eva. Nahi susikshitopi vatuhu swaskandha marodhum patuhu. This we say all the time. Karma kartru virodha. I say it in the context of karma kartru virodha. Even a very well trained brahmachari, very well trained in yoga, asanas and all that, even he cannot sit on his shoulders. So swaskandham arodhum nahi patuhu, not at all capable of sitting on his own shoulders.
Hey, what is vatuhu?
Vatuhu brahmachari. Patuhu samarthaha. Brahmachari means doing yogasanas, etc. very well. That is the idea.
Laukika, this means it's a
general
saying.
Alaukika means general saying, yeah. Again, Madhavikarika Mitra. Deva prayoga pradhanam hi natya shastram kimatra vadya vaharena. I told you, this Haradatta and Gautama, they said, okay, we will prove our scholarship. Let us arrange a chacha, discussion.
Debate.
We'll prove our scholarship. There he is saying, Virushaka is saying, no, not like that. Natya Shastra, it is not Tatka Shastra. Natya Shastra. It is Prayoga Pradhara. There, the theoretical discussion is not important. The actual performance of dance is the main thing. That is what he is saying. We are elderly people. Not you. You are disciple. Okay. We will select this. Not you will select, I will select. So, prayoga pradhanam he means indeed, certainly, only prayoga becomes important. Prayoga means practical presentation. Vadvyavaharena kimatra, in this aspect, vadvyavaharena kim? By debate, what will be served or nothing will be served. Prakruti siddham idam hi mahatmanam. There is something above. So this is very much, very natural or spontaneous for the great people. So like that something is there. Then he also means to present an example. In the context of presenting an example, he is used. Prajana, this is Raghuvamsha. Prajana meva bhutyartham satabhyo വലിവഗ്രഹീത് സഹസ്രഗുണമുത്സൃഷ്ടുമാദത്തേഹി രസം രവിഹി. ദർഹീത് എന്നർത്ഥം പറഞ്ഞ സാലങ്കാരായിട്ടേസ് ഇറ്റ് പ്രസൻസ് എൻ ഇലസ്ട്രേഷൻ ലൈക്ക് വാട്ട് ദറ്റ് കിങ് ദിലീപ് മഹാരാജായിട്ടേസ് ഹി റിസീവ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ഹി ടുക്ക് ടാക്സസ് ഫ്രം പീപ്പിൾ. He collected taxes from people. For what? For their own welfare. Prajanam bhutyartham eva. For their own welfare. For no other reason. He collected taxes. For example, he is, for example, the sun takes away all the water. He evaporates all the water. Only to give back. Not all of it. Some more of it. Sun evaporates from the oceans also. And adds all that and gives back. Therefore, like that, the king has taken taxes only to give it back to them in the form of welfare. This is Kalidasa. Then, Padapurti Vakyalankara means he, when you add he, the pada, one syllable missing, that gets fitted in. One way. Otherwise, it is not meant for Padapurti, but it adds beauty to the sentence. Doesn't add meaning to the sentence, but adds beauty to the Vakya. It is called Vakyalankara. Bhishmamevabhirakshantu bhavanta sarva eva hi. He is Vakyalankara. Or Padapurti. All of you indeed should protect Bhishma, because Bhishma happens to be the chief of army for the Kaurava group. Patri Nama. Nama is a Shabda as well as Avyaya. So, Nama means Namse Prasiddha. Prasiddha meaning is there. So one who is well known with that name, their nama is avyayam. Avyayam it is. Whereas noun is also name, but there is a difference in the meaning. Noun means name, nama name, whereas avyayam means well known by that name. That's why Himalayo Namana Gadhirajah Kalidasa Asyuttarasyan Dishidevatatma Himalayo Namana Gadhirajah. There it is not a name, because the well known name it is Himalayo Nama. Himalaya iti prasiddhah
Kumarsambhu.
There we say that meaning. Then when we come to the Shabdas, Himalayaha, Himalayau, Himalayaha, Himalaya Shabdaha, Karanta, Pumlingaha, Paramayaka Vajanam, Nama Avyayam, Avyayam. There it is Avyayam. Why? Because Prasiddha, not some silly name it is, very well known name. Asti Dakshinatye Janapade മഹിളാരോപ്യം നാമനഗരം. ദിസ് ഇസ് പഞ്ചതന്ത്ര സ്റ്റോറി. ഇൻ ദി സൗത്ത് ഇന്ത്യ ദെർ ഈസ് എ ടൗൺ കാൾഡ് മഹിളാരോപ്യം, വെൽ നോൺ. ദെർ വെൽ അസ്തി മഗധദേശേ ചമ്പകവതി നാമ അരണ്യാണി. അരണ്യാണി മീൻസ് ഡെൻസ് ഫാരസ്റ്റ്. ആനുക് ഹാസ് കം ഭവ ശർവ രുദ്ര മൃഡ ഹിമ ഹിമാരൻ ഹിമാരണ്യാനാമാനുച്ച ഹിമ അരണ്യ അരണ്യാനി. സോ there is some definition given. A very dense forest, in that sense anuk comes. And the cha, chakarat nish also comes. Aranyani, streaming shabda it is, like bhavani, like that. But it is aranyani. So, in Magadha kingdom, there is a dense forest very well known as Champakavati. Name of the forest is Champakavati. He is giving Astyuttarasya. Astyuttarasyam dishi devatatma himalayo namana gadhirajaha. He gives it. Okay, that is one meaning. Second meaning, vastutaha. Okay, vastutaha means really speaking. That is the meaning. Vastutaha means really speaking, to tell the truth, really speaking. Veenahi nama asamudrothitam hi ratnam. This is from Urchagatikam. I do not remember the context. Veena, Urchagatikam is a great drama. Context I don't remember. So he says, there is Veena. Veena means, what is that? Veena. There is no direct. Violin, not like that. Veena is an instrument. So the strings instrument. And this Veena, to tell the truth, he nama, to tell the truth, nama is not name. Together with he, Vakyalankara. To tell the truth, Veena is a jewel, ratnam, a gemstone. But all the gemstones are taken from the ocean. But this gemstone is not taken from the ocean. Asamudro from ratnam. Vinita Veshena Praveshtavyani Tapovanani Nama. Nama is to tell the truth. Really speaking, that is the meaning of Nama. This is from Shakuntala. To tell the truth, really speaking, while entering into the Tapovana, where the forest area where the rishis are living and doing penance, one should have a very respectful attire. Vinita Veshena. Not very gaudy or costly or attractive attire. Very simple attire one should wear while entering a tapovana. That kind of a value it is. Be simple while entering into a tapovana. See what they do. Sometimes they wear some very costly and very attractive and striking dress. So that is not necessary. That they don't know the etiquette, that vinayam, that humility is missing. So we have a big kurta, and then put one uttariyam, flowing uttariyam, very silken and all that, and all laced with golden all that. It should not be done like that. Dress should be very simple. So all such things, presenting a very wonderful outer appearance. You should not decorate the curtain. You should decorate the curtain. So this is the point. Okay. Then, tannama nishthurah purushah. This is from Urchagatikam. I don't get the context really. So, to tell the truth, these people are very harsh, whatever it is. Ko nama rajnyam priyaha. So, really speaking, who is dear to the kings? Nobody. The kings do not like anybody. They exploit the person and then throw them off. That is the context. Really speaking, who is beloved to the king? Raja ka kaun pyara ho sakta hai? That is the context. Eh? Then ko nama paka bhimukhas jajantuhu dvarani devasya pidhatu mishte. Yeah. This is from Uttararam Janita. When the destiny or Ishvara is about to give the result, paka means karma phala, about to give the result, who can stop it? Nobody can stop it. Really speaking, who can stop? And when the destiny is ready to give the result, one has to accept it, that's all. Nobody can prevent. Really speaking, who can stop it? Nobody can stop. Atanushu vibhaveshu jnatayas santu nama. Very, very beautiful vakya. You see, many relatives may be there, no problem, provided that the wealth is plenty. Wealth is very thin. Tanu, very little wealth he has, very little money he has. Then so many relatives become very difficult. So really speaking, when the wealth is a lot, let there be a lot of relatives. That is what is this. Some context. From Shakuntala. Aye padashabdaiva manamarakshinaha. This is from Urchigadiga. Are? Are? The sound of footsteps is coming. Really speaking, may not be, let me hope that they are not the police. That is what it is. Manama Rakshinaha. That is the thief. He is trying to make a hole and enter into a home. He enters into Charudatta's home. Charudatta is a very poor guy. He enters into Charudatta's home. But Vasanta Sena loves Charudatta. And when Charudatta's son was a small boy, he was playing with Mrichakatikam. Shakatika is a cart, a toy, made of clay, mrut. Why? Because he is poor. Charudatta is poor. Then Vasanta Sena says, you should play with a golden toy. She says like that to the boy. The boy says, my father is poor, he cannot give golden toy. He is a very smart boy. He cannot give golden toy to me. That's why I have made a toy with clay and I am using it. Then Vasanta Sena says, I will make it golden. How can you make it golden? You see me. So she takes out her necklace, which is full of gold. I mean, many layers of necklace. It is not just one thing. Very thick necklace she takes out. And she decorates the toy all over with that. Play. She gives it and goes away. Then Charudatta's wife notices, what is this golden one? Oh, Vasanta Sena gave it probably. Then Charudatta calls Vidushaka and tells, this is Vasanta Sena gave this ornament to the boy, you please return it. Then Vidushaka says, now he is already finished his dinner. So, you see, don't disturb me now. I have eaten nice food. Now I am sleeping. Here I am going to sleep. So he goes to sleep. Then before sleeping he promises, I promise you, tomorrow morning first thing I will return it to Vasanta Sena. Now their doors also may be closed. Go and sleep. That is already a bit late in the night. So that is what the Vidushaka says. Vidushaka is the friend of Charudatta. Generally Vidushaka is the friend of the hero. That is how fool, like fool in Shakespeare's dramas. He is not a real fool. He is very intelligent. King Lear fool is compared with Vidushaka of Sanskrit literature. Especially Malavikagna Mitra Vidushaka and King Lear fool, or even Abhijnana Shakuntalam Vidushaka and King Lear fool are compared. Basically, literary critics compare like that. Only problem they have is King Lear fool, King Lear is a tragedy and fool is placed in a tragedy drama there. Whereas in Sanskrit you don't have tragedies. Only Uttararamacharitam is a tragedy and there is no Vidushaka at all. And Kalidasa and Mrichakatikam, they all have Vidushaka. But they are all comedies, not tragedies. So still some kind of a comparison they make. See how the literary criticism goes on. So fool is like Vidushaka in Sanskrit.
Generally all natyas will have Vidushaka?
Generally, except Uttararamacharitam.
And then the role of that Vidushaka is to just move the...
To help the Nayaka. hero.
Okay, not to move the story ahead.
That is mainly in Malavikagna Mitram. In Malavikagna Mitram, Vidushaka plays a very crucial role. No other drama has that kind of a role for Vidushaka. Vidushaka is a kind of secondary in all other places. Malavikagna Mitra is the primary one. Okay. So, then that night, next day morning, the necklace has to be returned to Vasantasena. That night, this thief enters their home. And he sees the kitchen. Immediately he says, I came to a beggar's place. The portico, etc., was very attractive, so I thought it is a very great place. Yes, Charulata was rich at one time. Now he is very poor. So by looking at the facade, I was misled. There is nothing here. My whole night is a waste. Then suddenly he was about to go away and sees this necklace. Just Vidushaka kept it somewhere. And he carefully takes it away, takes it out, and goes away. And then he has a beloved. The beloved is the maid servant of Vasantasena. She owes some money to Vasantasena. Therefore she says, I don't have money, I will do service to you. Vasantasena says, you don't need service, you don't need to do, I leave it free. No, no, I don't want it. Also, I am not married. At least until I get married to a young man, I will do service to you. And that will remove the debt that our parents owed to you. And I will have a roof to live under. Vasantasena says, okay, you be. So she is a maid servant of Vasantasena. Then his name is, there is a name for him, Samvahaka or whatever. And he has a pinch in this necklace, you know. He brings it. And so he asks his beloved, come on, let us go and get married. She says, I owe some money to Vasantasena. Unless I pay back, I don't want to come out of that household. Unless I come out, I cannot marry you. And so how long? Another 6 months. I cannot wait that long. You have to wait. Otherwise, you bring money to pay back to Vasantasena. So he brings this necklace and brings this.
Okay.
This I got from my elders. So he gives this gold to Vasantasena and ask her that it will pay for the entire debt. So you can come out and we will get married. So she agrees to it. She takes it and takes it to Vasantasena. Hey, Vasantasena, please take this to cover my debt. Vasantasena sees it immediately. That is her own necklace. I gave it to Charudatta's boy, and now it has come in this route to me. Okay. You call your beloved? She calls it. The maid servant asks him, come, our Vasantasena. He is afraid. No, no, he should come. So he comes. Then she asks him, I will put you in jail. Where from you got this? He says, I have opportunity from Charudatta. So from some beggar's home I have opportunity. Beggar? Who is that beggar? In that main road, that big building is there. There yesterday right there. Ah, that is Charudatta's place. You have a picture it from Charudatta's home. Charudatta is a great Mahatma, he is. And all his money is given away in charity, etc. Did you not find a better home than that to steal from? He says, excuse me, I too heard that Charudatta is a great man. I never knew that he is his home. So like that the story goes. Chalo, Hari Om Tat Sat.
Is Vasantasena just a local rich woman? Or
she is a dancing woman, a courtesan. And then she gives up her profession of dance and all that and finally marries.